Welcome to Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news, trends, and hottest topics that focus on advances in cybersecurity and cyber industry economics. Our expert yet down-to-earth hosts make cybersecurity straightforward. They ask the tough questions and make this challenging topic something that everyone can understand. Our candid approach lets guests open up on topics we would all like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at newcyberfrontier.com. That's www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join today's host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
Welcome back, everyone, to the New Cyber Frontier. My name is Sean Murray. I'm your host for today's edition of the New Cyber Frontier. We have a special guest. We're welcoming back Jim Heidman from Telexicom. How you doing, Jim? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, doing great, Sean. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate coming back again. It was a blast the first time, and now I get to work with you. Can't be better.
Yeah, it's awesome. So we've known each other for a few years now. You're in the suite of services space. Why don't you give us a little bit about your background, remind our listeners who you are, and tell us a little bit about Telexicom.
Yeah, you bet. So Telexicom, we started in 2003, and essentially what we do is we help companies identify their most pressing technology initiatives, and through a portfolio of provider, suppliers, and carriers, we vet each company out, ethically pit them against each other to get the best solution for our clients. And that can include companies that you've heard of, like CenturyLink, AT&T, Verizon, those types, Equinix, and many companies that you have never heard of, but they're solving big problems in business. Companies like Masergy, Evolve IP, those types. So we've basically been doing that for, about 20 years now. And, recently I stumbled across a different product, and that's kind of what I'm excited to talk to you about today.
Okay, great. Well, I know you and I had a conversation with the Small Business Development Center here several months ago about the suite of services and products that you do have. And it was interesting to be able to see you dial in and say, hey, look, I'm moving a data center to Colorado Springs, and I need this level of service with this much bandwidth, and I need to have a service provider that's ISO 27001 certified and provides protection for HIPAA information. And you're able to just dial into that and look at those service providers and then provide that to your client. So, and that's what I think is interesting about what you're doing and what those capabilities are. A lot of people don't realize that when you pay for services, there's somebody like you who's putting that suite of products together.
Yeah, absolutely. I say that it's the golden age of the trusted advisor right now, where we represent multiple providers, suppliers, and carriers, like I mentioned. But the ability to vet each one out is what is our secret sauce. So we have a portal, a platform that we built on Salesforce, and it's absolutely fantastic. We can dial in on any of those categories, whether it's network services, and we're looking for connectivity and fiber connections, cable connections all around the world. We can dial those in and let our clients or prospects know exactly what's available in a building so that they don't have to make the mistake of moving into a building and then find out that, their furniture's all moved in, they're ready to turn up their shop, and guess what? They have no internet. Internet's the foundation of everything we live in with the cloud, and so that's a huge piece of the puzzle. We also work, as you mentioned, with data centers, infrastructure as a service, contact center as a service, unified communications as a service, where we sell a lot of basically glorified phone systems that are cloud-based, and with a lot of the remote workers today, it's imperative that we're able to pit those companies out against each other and get not only the best solution, but also the best price, and we can do that within a matter of moments.
That's awesome. Jim, how has the pandemic changed the way that you're doing business and for you and your clients these days?
Yeah, it's been incredible, actually, and it, kind of in a good way, as crazy as that may sound. I think we were all kind of flailing a little bit, trying to find our place in this pandemic. And I remember the first time I was here, we just started wearing masks and just started shutting down restaurants, and all of that stuff was hitting. And so since then, I've really spent a lot of time really understanding, you know, how through technology I can help others. And, you know, that's what we do. And quite candidly put, there's nothing sexy about selling, you know, internet connections that are a race to zero and getting cheaper and cheaper. So I'm always looking for different technologies and different solutions to problems. And so this is no different. I feel like we've kind of honed in on a technology that's been great for us. And we think it's great for other people as well.
And that's great, because this is going to be the focus of our conversation today is, you know, so we have a pandemic, we've got all kinds of people, businesses, schools, you know, households transitioning to remote, you know, working online, school online, in some instances both. And so there's a lot of different capabilities that have been introduced without, you know, consideration of information or cybersecurity. And then there's some businesses that are starting to open back up again, and a lot of states are requiring temperature checks. I play soccer here in an adult league, and when I go in at night, you know, they're taking my temperature. I have to fill out all of this information. Mm-hmm. Of course, I have to wear my mask. And so you're going to talk about some technology today that allows a business to integrate technology to take care of that for you. And so when we come back from the break, we'll have you discuss what that is. We're talking to Jim Heidman, president of Telexicom. He's going to introduce some technology to help organizations better understand who's coming in the door and look at some thermal imaging, some digital identity technology right after this break.
Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
Welcome back to the New Cyber Frontier. My name is Sean Murray. I have Jim Heidman from Telexicom. Jim, welcome back to the show. We were talking a little bit about the pandemic, some of the technology issues that we've had to deal with since the pandemic started. And you're adding to your portfolio of products some capabilities that, you know, small and larger businesses can invest in. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you bet. So with technology, there are some really neat things that you can do. And one of the things, and I'll talk about the integration of this product, but basically we have a biometric facial recognition camera that can scan up to 50,000 unique faces. The key is at zero contact, so you don't have to touch the ear or the forehead or anything like that. And with the 99.8% accuracy, it's the most accurate on the market. It's also incorporated a thermal temperature measurement imager that takes the temperature and it audibly repeats it back to the user. And that indicates, you know, that you may have a temperature. It may indicate that you're sick or you have some illness. Obviously, it doesn't diagnose COVID or the flu, but every telltale sign that we can come up with that can help us all get back to living and get back to work, I feel that that's a positive step in the right direction.
Yeah, it's great. And so the technology you actually brought into the studio today, and we're going to take a look at that at some point. So how did you get introduced to the product, and you know, what kind of testing did you do on it, or, you know, why is this a viable product?
Yeah, well, I have a pretty vast network of associates, and so when COVID hit, I was kind of like everyone else, where I was scrambling to the grocery store at 6 a.m. trying to hoard toilet paper and you know, wipes and food, and I was kind of struggling like everyone else of where's my place in the world. If people aren't going to order the internet from corporations, and now it's a home base, that changes how I talk with my prospects and clients. So through my association, I was contacted by a gentleman that let me know about the G7000. It's a Hyman engineered from out of Germany, and it's manufactured in California. And basically the G7000, and I started a company, Check 98, within the last month or two. Check being check the temperature. 98 is the you know, obvious correct temperature of most folks.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's the story of Check 98. And the G7000 is something that I felt, you know, personally, that it could help people like my loved ones. So my wife has asthma, and my daughter has an autoimmune disorder. And so through that, we were really concerned about, you know, going out and you know, meeting in normal places and doing the day-to-day activities that we used to do. So I felt that this was a product through technology that I could make a difference. So I contacted the manufacturer, put together the company. I started vetting them out, looking at different scanners, found out that this is the most accurate. It's FDA registered, the only one in the world. So through that vetting process, I landed on this product, and it's fairly affordable compared to a lot of the thermal imagers out there that can cost, you know, upwards of $30,000.
Wow. So the key important thing there that I just heard is, you know, and everybody's got, you know, most people have some type of similar story, right? So they've got a family member that may be at risk, whether that be an immediate family member or an extended family member, like a older parent or grandparent.
Absolutely.
And so there's a need for to be able to be aware and then and protect against those normal day-to-day activities, like you stated. But this is the only product that you're aware of that's FDA registered.
That's right. Yep, FDA registered. And so through that, it's got credentials. And, you know, folks like the Denver Broncos are using it. The New Orleans Saints are using it. Texas A&M purchased some. Four Seasons, the hotel chain, is using this. So the city of Sacramento is using this. So what I wanted to make sure of, though, is that it wasn't just an expensive temperature reader. Everybody can point a you know, the thermal imager, the temperature reader at a forehead and that kind of thing. But that takes a person to do that. So I felt like this was important because it's zero contact and it's standalone. My wife is also a dental assistant, and so in their office, they actually have dental assistants that should be working in mouths, and they're, you know, out in the parking lot taking temperatures and writing the information that you talked about.
Sure.
Down before they come in. So it's a great fit for, you know, optometry offices, dental offices, doctor's offices, elective health surgeries. Surgery centers. And I think the biggest niche that we're really honing in on is assisted living and senior citizens, because, you know, they're at the towards the end of their life in some cases, and to not be seen by loved ones is just heart-wrenching, you know, that they can't actually have people come in. So
sure.
We're trying to get that at the front door of assisted centers so that they can accurately monitor their employees as well as the visitors that come and visit them. And so I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about the employee side of that and the integration of that.
Yeah.
So I think the important thing about the G7000 is that it can be incorporated into a company's network infrastructure. So that's where kind of my background in telecommunications and networking comes into play. So as long as you have a hardened infrastructure from a back end and you're behind the firewall, this can be used enterprise-wide. So enterprise companies that are checking in their employees, they could actually use it as a time and attendance recorder that does the facial recognition. And a lot of people are concerned about privacy issues. So by keeping that within the company's network, you avoid all of those concerns that folks have. And there's actually two modes, an anonymous mode that doesn't store any documentation, just reads the temperature back. And then there's the cloud mode that can be tied in to the network.
Okay. And so when we talk about that privacy aspect of it, if it's on the network, so is it like Wi-Fi, Cat5, Ethernet, or, and then, well, what's it doing with that data? Biometrics, it creates an algorithm usually of a geometric facial recognition and stores that value. It's not really the actual face of the individual, right? And then how is the attribution protected for the individual?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have 12 different ports that can be tied in. So this supports 90 different languages. So it's not just an Ethernet jack, there's many others. So however, USB, for example, however you tie into your network, it can be integrated into that system. And so the back end there is hardened by the IT department. And we can get into all kinds of, you know, how your data is stored and how you have disaster recovery as a service and infrastructure as a service, things like that. But I think the key component is that this is only as good as your IT department, if you will. So there are concerns about that. But like you mentioned, it is stored as a file. And as long as there's procedures and policies that are adhered to, it's straightforward and safe and secure and compliant.
Yeah, and you make a good point. It really does come down to you can adopt new technology, but you do have to configure it. Zoom, of course, was one of the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Phase one of the pandemic,
yeah,
a lot of
absolutely.
People adopting new technologies just to stay viable, but then, hey, you actually have to secure it. You have
right.
to configure it, you know, have at least single, preferably multi-factor authentication on your technology. And so it's the same thing with robotics or any other type of technology that you adopt in your organization. We're talking to Jim Heidman, president of Telexicom. He is telling us about some new technology that he's come across to help address some issues for employers and in some instances for our elderly that are in retirement communities or assisted living facilities to help contactless better detection of temperature and in some instances integrating additional capabilities for employers. We will be right back after this break with Jim Heidman. Welcome back. This is Sean Murray from the New Cyber Frontier. This is Sean. I just said this is Sean Murray, so yeah, I know that I am me.
That is Sean.
And we've got the biometric system to verify that. We're going to take a look at that pretty quickly. Welcome back, Jim Heidman from Telexicom. We're talking about the pandemic, some additional challenges that we've had worldwide, and then some different applications, different hardware to be able to help out in areas where, and I like the analogy that you made back towards, you know, the small, you know, dental office or the medical office. You know, we don't have a lot of employees, and, you know, if I need a dental assistant to be assisting, you know, a doctor who's performing procedure on a patient and they're out in the parking lot taking temperatures, I'm paying a lot of wage for, not that it's not important,
right,
but you know, when we introduce a technology that's been, it's already been certified by FDA, it's serving multiple purposes to be able to streamline business processes to reduce risk in the organization, that's a great idea. I think I'd like to actually, pan over and let's take a look at your technology
sure.
here.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to adjust the camera and pop over, bring that right into view. All right, look at that. All right.
So I'm about 2 feet away here right now. And you kind of frame yourself into this this white pad here. And
please wear a mask.
This is reminding me to wear a mask. That can be turned on or off. There you go. 98.8.
That's awesome.
7,000. Yeah. Pretty fantastic.
Yeah, pretty sexy looking too. Look at that. Just going up and down here. And this is this battery powered? This is
Yeah, you just plug it in. You know, the nice thing is that it's simple. It can be plugged in, and within about 30 seconds, 45 seconds, it can be turned up and it's ready to use. Again, I think with the SDK or the software development kits that we're designing will help companies integrate this into their back end and probably replace some of the functions that they're doing, you know, whether it's using a person to do this or actually having a time and attendance punch the clock kind of thing. I think it can help with that as well.
Yeah, it's one of those issues too, especially when you're doing contact tracing. So
right.
You can actually use the data that's in here. Hey, my employee or someone checked in at this point and they checked out at this point. And for contact tracing, that's really important to be able to notify those users or those employees that may have been exposed to COVID, right?
Yeah, and not only that, but what happens if a restaurant gets sued, for example, because someone got COVID and they can trace it back to that restaurant and they find out that the guy in the back that's cooking the burgers wasn't checked properly or vetted properly. The nice thing about this is that it records each person and it records their temperature daily every time they check in. So it just takes the handwriting or the Excel spreadsheet or however companies are doing that, and everybody's navigating differently. So this is a new product to market and we're just picking up some momentum. But I think more so rather than talking about this product, it's just a new way that we're adjusting and living in this post-COVID world, and it's affected all of us differently. And you know, I feel like it's just something that I can do to make a difference.
That's awesome. So if I was a small, medium-sized business and I wanted to integrate something like this into my organization, how would I go about doing that? How do I contact you? How do I, you know, how do you demo the product, and you know, how quickly could I incorporate it?
Yeah, it's a great question. So you can go to check98.com, and there we have some tutorial videos of frequently asked questions, some things that a video about why I started this again and kind of give a story on that. But we're happy to do demos. We can do a Zoom meeting demo if you like. We can actually ship them out. It takes about 2 weeks. We're on back order about 2 weeks, which is pretty fantastic considering, you know, the demand for this product. But our phone number's on there. Happy to help out. Give me a call. Would love to talk about the product if you're so inclined. And you know, certainly appreciate this time today to be able to explain, you know, not only this product, but how we're dealing with this post-pandemic or during this pandemic season we're in.
Okay, well, great. So let's take a look at, let's discuss the actual tablet itself. Is that an iPad? Is that something unique? Is that different? What's the operating system on
that? So this is built on an Android platform, and
Okay. They're
talking about an iOS integration, but right now that's not the case. I imagine when that happens, then they'll probably own that, and then they'll have their own version of it. But as it stands right now, this is built on an Android platform, and again, German engineered.
Okay, yeah, that German engineered, having spent so much time in Germany, that always sells for me as well.
Yeah.
It's good sound German engineering. So it's an Android platform, so it's more Linux-based.
Yeah, I would assume so, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
and then what other applications or features? Can I remove that tablet and then go, like, hook it up to a computer and do other analytics, or what other capabilities do you have on there?
Yeah, so we're starting to delve into that right now. You know, again, I don't want this to be an expensive temperature measurement tool. And so we are looking at different SDK kits to be able to bring them into, like, Kronos, for example, is the time and attendance. And also, just physically speaking, it can be mounted to a wall. It could be, there's a desktop version that just sits on, like, a reception desk, for example, and then there's the stand. Also, it can be added into turnstiles, so companies won't be able to go beyond the turnstile until they check their temperature and it gives them approval.
Awesome. What if I was in a larger organization and I needed several of these? Do they all integrate together? How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. They are tied in through the network. And by the way, if you are interested, or if a user is interested, or a purchaser in bulk buying, we do give discounts for you know, more than one purchases at a time. But to consider, you know, each door where an employee comes in, or a front desk or reception area, you could visualize that an enterprise could potentially purchase, you know, over 100 you know, however many doors they have. It could be something that they would want to have in each entrance.
Okay. All right. So the one thing that, cybersecurity professionals are always going to be asking, so how do you do updates on it, and is it scannable? How do we do vulnerability assessments on the technology?
That's a great question, and that's why I'm leaning on someone like you, and we can take it out here in the workshop and crack it open. But all of that again is tied in through the network, and there's operating patches that can be pushed to it. So if it's on the network, that they can be updated that way. It also has a 1-year warranty. So for any issues that you have, if it breaks for some reason other than to get smashed, we'll replace that free of charge.
Outstanding. So what other types of technologies are out there that you've seen that are maybe competing with this but are not meeting the requirements?
Yeah, there's a couple. China, of course, has
that sounds like a great idea.
Right where I'm going with that. But it isn't as accurate. And so you're getting false readings, and what's the point if you get a false reading on this? So, we've also looked at gate thermal imagers that would work in a stadium setting or an auditorium or something like that, where people just pass through it, and there's somebody that monitors that, a couple folks it takes to monitor that. But again, those are $30,000, and this one is right around $2,600.
Okay. Wow, 2,600, like 10%, even less than 10%, like 8.72%. If you want to do the math quickly, of what the other options are. Mm-hmm. So you identified a couple of different organizations, sports organizations, that are using this. Can you elaborate on other organizations, that have incorporated this technology?
So for example, Four Seasons is using it globally. And they're using it to check in their employees on the back end, and also they are using it to check in some of the visitors. So it's non-intrusive, as you can see. It's very, you just step up to it. It's kind of cool looking. You don't have someone, pointing a firing squad gun at your head. But that's a case that they're in. That is an example of how they're using it. Also, assisted living centers are doing the same thing for visitors. So for mom and dad coming and visiting their parents, or grandchildren coming in to visit their loved ones, as well as it's very important to check the workers that are there day in and day out.
Sure.
So as they come in and clock in, they're using that to check their temperatures and record them that way.
That's awesome. So you named off a couple of different sports organizations. What were the sports organizations again?
The New Orleans Saints and the Denver Broncos are using them in training camps.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For their employees, their athletes.
That's great. So we're talking about different types of technology that we can use during the pandemic to minimize contact. Look at identifying accurate temperatures within a specific range. This product is FDA certified. What other types of technology do you see coming down the road? It doesn't look like this pandemic is going to be over anytime soon.
Yeah.
What other types of technologies do you see in the pipe that could accommodate some technology like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to come down to the phones that's in your hand. If you can put this in a phone. Obviously this looks very similar. It looks almost like a Kindle.
Sure.
If you remember those in days gone by. So it's very similar to that. But I think the importance about this is that it's kind of agnostic from an individual recording or being responsible to do their own temperature taking. There's some variances that can happen if someone's required to do their own temperature. This is locked down by the network, so I think its use is not to necessarily have a patron coming to a retail establishment or a restaurant and forcing them to take their temperature. I think that's a little bit too invasive. So I really see it on the back end as a technology that's changing that. And perhaps that's something that will integrate with, handhelds that everybody has. But to be candid, I didn't see this coming. I didn't see the pandemic coming, and certainly didn't think that I'd be selling, a product like this, 3 months ago, 4 months ago. Well, actually since March of 2020.
Yeah, I mean, so, again, going back to phase one, you know, everybody stay at home, don't go out. Well, we've got to still be viable.
Yeah.
You know, going back to everybody scrambling for toilet paper and ice cream, and not necessarily in that order, right? And then, mandatory, everybody, schools, everybody's working from home or working remotely. And, we're starting to open things back up. Different states have different approaches. Different organizations have different approaches, but we still have to press forward in introducing technology that will help us reintegrate back into whatever that new normal is.
Yep.
Is going to be beneficial for the community. So we're at the end of our segment. Any parting words for our listeners, Jim?
Again, I appreciate coming on the show. It's always a blast to get to talk with you and Chris. And, I would say that with everything that's going on, we're going to offer a discount on, if your listeners are interested and they can let me know that they heard it from New Cyber Frontier. I can go ahead and offer a $49 discount on a unit. I just like to say that, this is an exciting product because I think it's solving a problem in business, and that's as a trusted advisor. That's what we've always sought out, is ways that we can leverage technology and understand what's on the frontier, or what's on the horizon, I should say, in the frontier we're living in, really the wild, wild west again. And so if we can come up with products and services that can help our clients, and we can vet those out quickly and provide a great solution, then that's what we're all about.
Well, thank you, Jim. We've been talking with Jim Heidman. He is the president and founder of Telexicom and Check 98.
Check 98.
Check 98.
Sounds like kind of like a radio station, too. I mean, I know your background.
Check 98. it's a great gimmick, but really it brings it home to a serious topic that's going on in our communities right now. So thanks again, Jim, for introducing, what's the name of the product?
G7000.
The G7000.
By Check 98.
By Check 98. Yes, Jim Heidman. Sir. Well, thank you again, Jim. I appreciate your contribution to the show.
Thank you,
this
Sean.
This is Sean Murray from the New Cyber Frontier. We've been talking to Jim Heidman from Telexicom. Thanks again, Jim. We'll see you out there at next First Friday in October.
Next First Friday.
We'll have this same conversation.
Absolutely. Can't
All
wait.
Right. We'll All see right. you then.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you for listening to New Cyber Frontier. Remember to follow or like our post and circulate each new show to your networks. We keep you informed, bring you the latest news, explore new trends, and find the hottest topics. With New Cyber Frontier, you don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert. Just get plugged in. We encourage you to get involved. Tell us what topics interest you and join our mailing lists. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. That's newcyberfrontier.com. Check out our previous interviews and please let us know if there are any topics that you would like to hear discussed. See you next time on New Cyber Frontier.